South Dakota wheat fields in areas with high grasshopper populations could be threatened by severe feeding this fall, potentially clipping newly emerged seedlings right to the ground. As summer vegetation continues to dry down, grasshoppers will begin searching for fresh green leaves to feed on. Wheat farmers are encouraged to be proactive, taking steps before planting to defend their fields. SDSU Extension Pest Management Specialist Shelby Pritchard urges farmers to begin with scouting field edges and surrounding grassy borders.
It's important to count the number of grasshoppers that are present in approximately one square yard area. So management prior to planting should be considered if you observe 11 to 20 grasshoppers in a square yard. So some of those could include things like delaying your planting date. This will reduce the feeding time that grasshoppers have on emerging wheat.
If grasshoppers appear threatening, insecticidal treatments could be applied to the seed before planting. Increasing seeding rate along field edges may also reduce grasshopper damage.
This will slow the movement for the grasshoppers into the field and compensate for any of the lost seedlings. So essentially for the plant stands, it's important to measure an area approximately 60 to 120 feet wide around the field edge and just double the planting population.
Foliar insecticides might be applied to the non-crop field edges prior to planting, as well as to outside rounds of wheat after germination. If grasshopper injury to field edges becomes severe, Pritchard states it's possible to replant those areas after the first hard frost, as grasshopper populations will then decline significantly. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.